Welcome to the Social Media Soiree, a fun and fabulous place online. Now that you've arrived, the party can finally begin. Your hosts are Kemal Espirli in Istanbul, Turkey, Daniel Thurston in Auckland, New Zealand, and the adorable Kay Ballard from somewhere in the USA. Kay, Daniel, and Kemal insist that you have a great time tonight, and they want you to know you look fantastic.
Hello, this is Kay Ballard, and I am so ready for a party.
And this is Daniel Thurston from Auckland, New Zealand.
Well, Daniel, I hope you're in a party mood because, frankly, I'm really in serious need of amusement, or in need of serious amusement.
Well, Kay, it is a party, but there are other things going on here, you know, very important business purposes like becoming famous and so on. I think, Kay, you know, if being amused was easy, wouldn't everybody be doing it?
Well, I suppose, but please, can't you show me a little compassion? I mean, I'm a little bit low energy today. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm as high energy as always, but I'm just a little bit introspective or retrospective or something.
Yeah, I don't know, Kay. I think perhaps you just need a little bit more perspective.
Well, how do you feel tonight? You look quite debonair.
Look, thanks, Kay. As you know, tonight's party is in honor of Emma Alvarez Gibson to celebrate the launch of her brand new internet magazine, Jack Move. So I did feel like I needed to go make some effort, but Emma says that Jack Move is all about vision and culture. Although, looking at the photo of the two fists on the masthead, I did wonder if it's about inspiring its readers to adorn themselves with bad tattoos, which is actually borne out in one of the stories in the magazine as well, which I have obviously spent the entire morning doing the internet equivalent of reading cover to cover. And I don't know, I'm not sure now that I am quite well adorned enough.
Daniel, you never admit it. You always look good. Your ongoing modesty just plagues me and almost intrigues me because I can't really determine whether you're being sincere.
You can't tell if I'm being sincere, Kay? That honestly does surprise me because everyone I've ever talked to tells me that you're the authority on modesty. I'm sure you can read me like a book, maybe an e-book with a pronunciation guide, perhaps?
I have read you like a book, you know, and an e-book, maybe so. I've read you from cover to cover, just like you read Jack Move. I think you're being fake modest because you know that you're very good looking.
Yeah, I don't know, Kay. I think when it comes to modesty, I still look to you as my inspiration.
Oh, that's a good idea. I really wish we'd hired a band tonight, don't you? I think I'd feel a little bit better, and you might too, if we did a little dancing. And you know how I love to twirl.
I do, if your bangs are anything to go by.
So, I haven't seen you for days. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, the usual jet-set lifestyle stuff, interspersed with mowing the lawns and emptying the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. That sounds a little bit boring, darling.
Really? Have you ever had a dishwasher overdose in your very own kitchen? Or tried to work out how to use one of those stomach pumps? And then there's the cleaning up to do after the ambulance has taken them away. I didn't find it boring at all.
Oh, Daniel, that sounds like fun. What are you pouring tonight? Because I could really use a drink after all that.
Well, I swept Ms. Thurston to a beautiful island in Auckland's harbour for a swanky lunch at Cable Bay Vineyard last week. And I did bring back half a dozen bottles of their Pinot Noir, which I thought we could enjoy tonight, as it goes so well with a roast.
A roast, huh? Here, would you pour some for me?
Sure. Here's a generous glassful for you. It's just take a moment there to detect the delicious forest floor aromas.
Well, that's all right, but I want to make the toast this time if you don't object. And maybe I do even if you object. So to your health, darling, and to everyone's health, including mine, and even including the gardener who just today announced that he was raising his prices. And it's just amazing to me what I have to go through to have an herb or a fresh bouquet.
I'd love to chat with you about your garden, Kay, but you know where that's going to go, don't you? The whole tomato thing. I'm sure there's something less controversial we can talk about, something like mosquitoes at Ground Zero or something.
Oh, that's been totally in the news, hasn't it? Mosquitoes at Ground Zero. So, Daniel, do you keep up with the news? I mean the real news, like stuff that happens over here?
The real news, of course. I read all the credible newspapers as published daily on Twitter, courtesy of the world-class journalists they have at paper.lee.com. Just today, I actually did read the Ashton Kutcher Daily. So, actually, there's pretty much nothing going on in America right now that I'm not fully aware of, including Ashton's very important take on it all. Go on, ask me anything.
Well, okay, I will. So what is going on in Ashton's life? That's what everyone wants to know.
The funny thing about Ashton is the guy has actually got when you speak of modesty, that's Ashton all over. He doesn't even mention himself. So if you want to ask me the state of the nation, anything about politics, go right ahead. But as far as Ashton goes, it's a bit of a closed book.
Yeah, okay. How's this one? Who's winning? I mean, is anyone winning besides the politicians?
Well, the thing is, Ashton didn't really go there either. I don't think that's Ashton.
I am sorry. I do not think the Ashton Daily is the best source of news, so I don't know.
It is. You're just asking all the wrong questions.
Well, listen, here's a question for you. You were planning, did you do a half marathon today? You know, I thought, it was my understanding you were planning to.
I was planning to do one. I had I actually did injure myself, and I would love to say that it was an injury brought on by some sort of brave and valiant thing that I undertook, but it was an Achilles sprain, so I'm still trying to work up a more newsworthy version of the story.
Yeah, well, are you in pain? Maybe you're just as glad we're not dancing tonight.
The Pinot Noir is doing something towards anesthetizing the pain.
Well, that's good. But listen, so why do you run? Do you run for your health?
I actually run for escape, Kay, and I'm thinking that I need to revise my strategy somehow because I find I always seem to end up where I started anyway.
Well, I don't want to be discouraging. You may be surprised at this. Some of my friends who are runners are dead now.
That could be a little bit discouraging, yeah.
Well, I can't believe I actually said that, but it's true. I mean, still, I shouldn't have said anything that macabre because I know nothing like that will ever happen to you.
Well, if it does, Kay, I promise not to blame you or stalk you from beyond the grave unless you ask me to now very, very nicely.
That could be pretty entertaining. But, you know, this is not exactly party talk, and we better get our party face on because our featured guest is going to be arriving any minute. You know, Daniel, I know you love Emma, and I do too, but I'm just not so enthusiastic about her new magazine. I mean, it's lovely that we have such accomplished friends, but sometimes it gets so tiresome the way they're always thinking of stuff and starting things and wanting attention for it.
Look, I know I myself somehow seem to specialize in ambiguous relationships with clever women who constantly have to be fending off an enormous admiring public with a big stick.
Well, it's true. We're enormously popular and deservedly so. But you're trying to change the subject by flattering me, which I love. But what I really want to talk about, and not gossip about Emma, you understand, but I simply hate the name of her new online magazine, jackmovemag.com. Is it just me, or does it sound a bit suggestive, a bit violent, and maybe even a bit vulgar?
Kay, look, I'm sorry, I have no idea what you mean. I thought that the name itself was some witty reference to the music group, the White Stripes, and you know how witty references, they just fly straight over my head.
Well, they do, but, you know, it's just, I don't know. Daniel, I have all kinds of doubts about this party. I mean, Cook has made a lovely baked brie and tenderloin slices, but it seems like just a waste. And this is not gossip, but, you know, Emma prefers cereal out of a box.
Yeah, I am aware of that, but and not many people may know that Emma and I have actually discovered that we're twins, separated at birth by about 8 years. If we'd been brought up as normal twins, I'd have been able to teach her to use her hands when she's eating out of the cereal box, eating the cereal out of the box at least.
Daniel, twins, separated by birth by 8 years, quit being stupid. This is what I really question, what I want to know. I'd love your opinion. Do we really need another new magazine to read?
Well, look, I did have the same thought myself at one point, but I spent a bit of time thinking about it. And
you know what? She's
that...
here. She's here.
Hello?
Emma. Emma, please come in.
Hey, thank you. My, everything looks so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Listen, Emma, I am craving that bracelet. Should we go in and see the others?
Yeah, just please. It's something that my grandmother gave me. It was a gift to her on her 15th birthday. So how do I put this nicely?
It's beautiful. It is
thank
beautiful.
You.
Daniel, Emma's here.
Emma, hello. It is
my
lovely.
My twin. How
my
are
twin.
You? Does everybody
fantastic.
Here know that we're twins?
You know what? If they don't, they're probably sick of hearing it right now. So, darling.
All they need to do, Emma, is just look at us once and it'll become immediately
this
evident.
This is true. This is true, yes.
You know, I love that joke. It's one of those cool, cute inside jokes that ought to be left for the inside. So, listen, darling, I'm so happy for you, and I'm happy for us, because this is the first time this soiree has ever celebrated the launch of an internet magazine.
That's
I just
fantastic.
Think about all of those lovely digits flying around and flinging themselves at each other. It just makes me weepy.
All those zeros and ones. It's really
yeah.
something, isn't it?
Yeah. So you can see we started the party just a little bit early, and Daniel selected the most luscious wine ever. Let me signal, and they'll bring you a glass.
Oh, thank you. What are we drinking?
Emma, we're drinking a Cable Bay Pinot Noir. I selected it because it's actually a racy little number, and I
Ooh.
Have heard Jack Move magazine described as a racy little magazine.
It certainly is.
I thought that was appropriate.
Well done, Daniel.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Cheers.
So, Daniel, are you going to give Emma a formal introduction to our guest?
Sorry, Kay. I completely forgot. Emma Alvarez-Gibson is a writer, editor, and brand strategist, and she absorbs and analyzes media at what is apparently an alarming rate. Emma describes
alarming.
Her professional life as a coat of many colors. An alarmingly colourful code, apparently, yet it's always boiled down to the same three components of writing, editing, and branding. Emma's coat today, as you'll see, is Jack Move colours. It's this year's black. It's the newest, currentest, internetist magazine of which Emma is editor-in-chief. So, Emma, welcome.
Why, thank you. What a lovely introduction.
I spent hours on it.
I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, darlings, what should we talk about?
I'd really like to be excited to say it myself. So, what do you suggest?
Well, Emma, you know what? You seem to be fading a bit. Are you feeling all right?
You know, I'm sort of in and out today a little bit, but I really wanted to be here, so I sort of put on my brave party face, and here I am.
Well, we're really glad. But listen, Emma, I have a question for you, and I hope you won't be offended by it, but you are aware that there are other magazines. I mean, were you concerned at all that there were already magazines that you could have merely bought a magazine at the newsstand? You really didn't have to come up with your own magazine.
You know, I have heard rumors of these other magazines since I was a child, but I have simply decided to pay them no mind, you know. Rumors only thrive the more one pays them mind. And so I thought, you know, I'm just not going to listen. I'm just not going to think about it. And thusly was Jack Move born.
So what's it about?
Well, it focuses on different aspects of culture. And it's sort of, it takes its cue from the old do-it-yourself zines that became popular in the, well, I guess I would say in the 80s, you know, because that's when I became aware of them. Who knows? I could be completely speaking out of turn. You know, handmade, Xeroxed, small, individual, very personal magazines that people sort of traded with each other and passed around. And they tended to be very music-focused and op-ed, if you will.
Yeah, well, who else is doing it with you? Do you have any partners in crime, so to speak?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. Let's see. I have this fantastic writer from Mexico. He's actually pretty well known in Mexico. His name is Alberto Chimal. He's published a few books, and he very graciously agreed to contribute a couple of his short stories. I've got a great journalist named Kevin Byrne, who's got an op-ed piece as of this coming week in there. Let's see. I've got Shanna Trenholm, who is currently her project is the $100 Wardrobe Challenge, and she writes about that. But she'll be writing about just a host of different things. Helen Heath, who is an award-winning New Zealand poet. And, you know, I'm suddenly blanking.
You know what? They sound delightful. I wish they were here tonight. But someone who really wanted to be here is your friend Erica. And here's what she said.
Hi, Kay. I wish I was celebrating your smashing soiree, but I did want to stop by and offer my sincerest congratulations to Emma on her fabulous new venture, Jack Move Magazine. Emma, your creativity and mad skills shine brightly, and I'm so proud to be involved in this with you. I'm raising my glass, and I wish you the brightest success.
That's so lovely.
Yeah, she seems to really like you. So Emma, what did your husband make of all of this? Are you having better sex now that you're the editor-in-chief of an internet magazine? I mean, I'd hope
so. Oh, absolutely. That was actually the driving force behind Jack Move. And it works. So really, you know, I've gotten my money's worth and hope to continue to do so.
Yeah, well, I like that. Listen, let me tell you this story. There was a time when I, you know, just for a period of time, I referred to magazines as mags.
Mm-hmm.
And my ex-husband, fake Tom Brokaw, hated that so much, and he told me so. You know, he said, I just hate it. It drives me crazy when you say mag instead of magazine. He said, I really wish you'd quit doing it. And so I did. But I think he never got over it, and it might have led to my divorce. You know, his memories
Goodness.
Of me saying mag, you know.
And the tragic thing is simply, Kay, that you were so far ahead of your time.
Well, I suppose so, but I'm just saying tread carefully there, darling, because I know what I'm speaking of.
Agreed, yes. Thank you.
Well, I think the reassuring thing anyway, Emma, is that if the current Mr. Gibson is unhappy with your choice of the word Mac, there's always another Gibson that you can move on to.
I suspect that several parties within the groups that you mentioned may have other ideas, but thank you.
Well, look, since they're clearly a dime a dozen, so it's not like you're ever going to run out.
Well, regardless, I'm really impressed that you have your own magazine and an internet magazine as well. It really makes you bit literate.
Isn't that just, I actually have bit literate tattooed across my knuckles.
Well, it's just really, everyone knows this. It's hard to succeed in publishing. I mean, sometimes your very own friends seem to want to tear you down. It's just unimaginable.
Yeah, that happens. But, you know, it's like anything else. You just keep going. And publishing is definitely a tough racket. I've kind of worked on different sides of it in my professional life. And this just seemed like, you know, there's not a whole lot of media out there that is, you know, sort of exactly this flavor. I wanted to create a portal for good writing that isn't necessarily hitting the mainstream, just yet, for ideas that aren't necessarily, you know, what one traditionally thinks of as publisher, you know, and advertiser friendly. And I also wanted to create a venue to showcase I know so many amazing people who are so intelligent and so creative and so talented, and I really wanted to create a showcase for them to just, you know, bring whatever work they're the most enamored of right now and share it with people. And it seems to be getting a good response, which is fantastic. I'm thrilled with it.
It does strike me, Emma, that you might have a slight pathological fixation with starting up magazine ventures.
It's become a slight obsession.
I admire that, but I'm a little bit concerned, to tell you the truth, that you're trying to supplant us, you know, Daniel and me as the host of the Social Media Soiree, as the arbiters of culture among the smart set.
Oh my goodness, how could I ever supplant you?
And you do have to remember, Kay, we did get Shana first.
Well, that is true.
And I think, you know, by the time Jack Move magazine came out, wasn't it slightly old news?
but the thing is, you know, we do love Emma, and I just wonder, Emma, how did you come up with a name for your magazine? I think it's a lovely name, of course, quite lovely, and everything about you is lovely. And I was telling Daniel that exact thing just before you arrived. I just think your name is lovely, and it's perhaps maybe a little tiny bit sadistic, but, you know, it's sadistic if it is, in a very cheerful and enthusiastic sort of way.
Yeah, the name came about, and I'm actually breaking one of my own rules here, because that's how highly I think of the two of you. Because the magazine, the idea for the magazine came about as the result of something that happened very suddenly, and it was one of those moments in time where kind of everything falls into place at once and crystallizes, and you think, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. And I moved ahead with it very, very quickly. It came together in probably 3 days. I knew what it was going to be, what it was going to do, who it was for, who was going to be involved.
It's just the most amazing thing. Did you ever consider just cutting right to the chase and naming your magazine Backlash?
No, that Backlash seems more like it's about being angry with somebody, and that's not doesn't even factor into it. Jack Move is just refers to making a move that is completely unexpected, and so it's sort of a proactive.
Yeah.
I
love it, but I wonder, did you test magazine names? I mean, you might have considered choosing a name similar to those that are already popular and successful. Like, one that comes to mind is very popular. It's called TV Guide, because I understand, it has many subscribers and people just love it.
That's true. Do you think that they would notice, though, that it's not a tiny little... Oh, wait, it's not even tiny anymore, is it? They've made it larger now. But do you think people would notice that it wasn't something they were holding in their hands and leafing through on the couch?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Daniel?
I just wonder if Emma is slightly overestimating the readership.
Good point. Good point. The TV Guide readership, you mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Kay, I wish I'd had you around at the inception, but it was all kind of a blur, to be quite honest. I think Jack Move's going to have to. I did consider one other name, and it was even more sort of on the fringe. And I can't believe I'm admitting this. My friend Barbara and I, who she sort of was helping me with the concept of it behind the scenes. It's a funny story, actually. She and I met on Twitter because we both follow writer William Gibson on Twitter. And we started chatting, and then we became really good friends, and I went up to Toronto and hung out with her not too long ago. Anyhow, we each had the same idea that we wanted the name to come from some, witty, one of Gibson's sort of trademark strange phrases that he comes up with in his novels. And because what I tend to do is turn down the corners of the pages where some of those passages are, I flipped through my books and came up with a few. And we narrowed it down to two. And the other one was Deep Otaku Focus. And otaku is a Japanese word that means somebody who's just very nerdy and obsessive. And then I sort of forced Barbara to send a tweet to Mr. Gibson, because he follows her on Twitter, saying, if you were going to buy a magazine with one of these two titles, which one would you choose? I was leaning toward Jack Move. She really liked Deep Otaku Focus. Goodbye, Jack Move. So that was all we needed, really. I had really liked the sound of it from the get-go. So that's the long, long version.
Well, it's a great story, and it's also very reassuring for me, Emma, because for Venture Number 6, I know that now you have a fantastic name already available.
I
don't know what you're going to do for Venture Number 7, but there's probably some other corner turned pages that you can revert to. I'm
correct.
Sure.
Well, I don't want to be tacky, but I can't help but point out you weren't giving Mr. Gibson the opportunity to choose between Jack Move and Jack Move God. Or anyway.
True. Hey, we're making these decisions.
Well, speaking of decisions, I suppose the editorial staff at Jack Move has calendared a feature story on Daniel and me.
Have they been talking to you? Is that what happened? Behind my back to talk to them about what's on the calendar?
No. I just suppose they would, that it would be there and that someone would be talking about the whole thing soon. But anyway.
Well, you're absolutely right.
I didn't understand what Daniel.
Are you saying they haven't talked to you yet?
No.
Have all those conversations just been with me so far?
Oh dear. Apparently.
It's your accent, Daniel.
That must be it, or it could be my my amazing agent, who's also named Gibson.
Lee Gibsons were a pretty amazing lot, I have to tell you. Always bet on Gibson.
Emma, have you?
If I can find a Gibson, I will.
Emma, it surprises me. So you've picked it up. You picked up that Daniel has an accent. You've noticed, huh?
I did. Yeah, it's I have a real ear for it. So I pick up on the slightest nuances.
Had we not been separated at birth, Emma too could share this accent. Although she does, she makes a pretty decent fist of emulating it when she has to.
So what do you think of his accent, Emma?
Oh, I think everybody knows I'm in love with the country of New Zealand in general, so I think his accent is fantastic, although, I do tease him mercilessly about it online. And actually, you know, speaking of your accent, Daniel, as I was parking the car just now, I thought I heard you say something about how you specialize in ambiguous relationships with clever women.
Oh,
can you tell me a little more about that?
I would, but you're the only iconoclast so far on the social media soiree. I don't break my rules, and that's if I was to tell you about the ambiguous relationships, it would become less ambiguous.
So I see. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to leave it at that point for now.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I can have my people call you a couple more times and have some more of this delicious wine. The truth tends to come out under those types of circumstances.
Look, that's absolutely true, but I am working on cultivating an air of international mystery around myself.
Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely. So I've probably had enough wine for tonight.
So, Emma, you once told me that when you were a child, you aspired to being on the radio. Did you also dream of having your own magazine?
Yes. When I was nine, I actually created my own magazine with the rather tweaked Super Kid. And I stopped after one issue, literally one issue, one magazine, because I was doing it all by hand and markers. And it was just a lot of work. So, you know, I designed the logo for the front cover. I had headlines on it. I created celebrity interviews for it. I drew pictures of said celebrities. I had some original artwork in there. And I even had, like, a fashion feature. You know, during that time, let me think. This would have been around 1984, 85. And so the mini skirts were starting to be really big again here in the States. And so I remember drawing mini skirts and you know, suede cuffed booties. I drew those as well. I drew a couple of bracelets. And, you know, that all took about an hour. And then I just thought, oh, man, this is a lot of work. And I think I went outside to play after that. But that started.
Well, Daniel, you've spent a lot of time reading Jack Move. Does it in any way resemble her childhood magazine?
Look, I did not see a single miniskirt in Jack Move magazine, although I may just not have been looking in the right places. I did see a very happy, smiling Buddha, which I am actually considering adorning myself with.
I think it's described in that piece as a, what is it? A bile-colored, big-titted Buddha, I believe, is the exact phrase that Ms.
Which
Holmes uses.
All the things I loved about it.
You looked at that and thought, "Oh yeah, that's going on my body."
Absolutely. I'm sure I can find a place for it somewhere, at least a little bit hidden away.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, it seems like the one of the things that your magazine has so far been very successful at is inspiring Daniel to get some tattoos. You know, he likes the one on the masthead, and apparently he likes the Buddha, and being down with Buddha like Daniel is, why not?
Oh, I that reminds me. I really want to share this. We've been getting, along with all the, you know, great positive feedback, we've also been getting quite a big of backlash in terms of the actual site. And I think one of the most charming bits of that backlash was a very young reader who in no way, there's absolutely no way that he remembers what a zine is. He complained about the knuckles on the front and said, you know, you really need to talk to your graphic artist. You know, that just looks terrible. That's just not, that's not any kind of good design at all, which I thought was just brilliant and hilarious, because obviously he thought we just found ourselves somebody who, you know, drew some hands in Corel Draw or something. So, Daniel, what I'm trying to say is I really appreciate your affinity for the whole punk rock nature of the magazine?
Well, how could I not have affinity with it? It's it is the brainchild of my most darling twin. So,
but Emma, the fact is, Daniel, I'm sorry to have to out you on this. He was not totally without criticism. I mean, one of the things that he said to me, that in your bio, you say that people tell you their most intimate secrets within 5 minutes of meeting you. And he just spent a lot of time poring over your magazine, looking for intimate secrets, and found none. Are you holding out?
Am I holding out on my own intimate secrets
telling
other people?
Because, he pointed out, what is the point of having done so many scandalous things if you can't plaster the descriptions of your scandalous life all over the magazine and send it out all over the world?
But, CK, you need to keep the audience coming back for something. You give them something, you know, something to sort of whet their appetite a little bit, something to titillate, to tantalize them, and then you pull back a little bit. They come back and you can give them a little bit more. There's no point in putting it all out there right from the word go, you know?
Good God, Emma, are you trying to tell me that you're taking a long-term view of this magazine?
Oh, absolutely.
Clearly you are
absolutely
doing something completely different.
What's that?
Clearly you are doing something completely different, bucking the trend.
I know. Oh, I'm scared.
What happened to instant gratification, woman?
Well, the concept of that all went out the window once I had a child, you know, 5 years ago, so.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, we live in a day of change, and I, you know, I think change is a good idea, which reminds me, and this is a bit self-serving since I am in the divorce CD business, but have you considered leaving your husband for William Gibson? You know?
And I haven't, and I'll tell you why. There's a couple of reasons why. For one thing, my husband is hands down the most gorgeous man on earth. And I am incredibly superficial. So that would obviously just be a downgrade. Why would I want to get a lesser model? Two, he also is incredibly patient with me. Frankly, I get quite sick of myself after about a half an hour, and he has managed to stay by my side for 14 years now. I mean, I'm not going to find that kind of commitment anywhere. Do you know what
I mean? Well, that's true. We are, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think most of us value stamina in a man, and, you know, apparently your husband has it.
Oh, so, boy, does he.
But listen, speaking of childhood dreams, I think it's kind of time for me to get my beauty sleep.
Is it that time already?
Well, you know, one thing about the soiree is the party never ends. It lives in replay forever.
Oh, yes. I was just thinking perhaps you'd had too much of this delicious wine.
No, and it's also got nothing to do with the magazine.